The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this 30th, last day of June 2016. Your year is half over with, and you're a half a year older, and how much further down the highway are we? Talking with Joel in Wisconsin. I'm sorry we got interrupted there by some crass breaking. Continue.
Okay, I'm back?
You're back. Yeah, of course you're back.
Okay, I'm thinking, I'm hoping, and I haven't had hope in a long time, but I'm hoping that there are some decent people in our government that, given the opportunity, they could, for the future of their kids in this country, make things better than they are. Take it from the direction that it's been going for all my life into another direction, and Trump is going to be the opportunity, I think, for that. I watch a lot of Trey Gowdy YouTube, and he seems to be one of those guys that he's the one that interviews Eric Holder and the head of the IRS and Hillary Clinton, and if given the opportunity with the support of the executive branch, I think maybe they could do something. Well, let's put it this way. They can't do any worse than what's going on right now.
Well, and I think this might, whether it's real or just perceived, I think this might be an opening that a lot of people have been waiting for, because they've been doing the duck and cover deal. You know, if you're going against they call them the elite, there's nothing elite about criminality and crooks and backroom deals to me. They're not elite at all. They're just what is in place after everybody did a hands-off and let the criminals take over the prison. You know, but I think what may happen here is people see an opportunity, and I think you're going to see the good people coming forth. I do you think that somehow that Trey Gowdy and a Trump White House, if you've got whistleblowers coming forth and really starting to blow the whistle on some serious criminality going on in their respective agencies, that they would not get a friendly ear?
When I saw Trump during the debates take on Jeb Bush and tell him that the Bush administration lied about the weapons of mass destruction right in front of everybody, I thought, wow, that is something that is a taboo. You know, that's just one of them. That's just one of the things that I think he's going to open cans of worms that need to be.
Joel, like I said, you know, I'm looking for him to slow the roll of these clowns down. I mean, they're on a roll right now. And if he just does what he says that he was going to do, I mean, take a look at what he's talking about doing. Busting up this psychological conditioning prison called the, let me see, they called it Common Core, No Child Left Behind. At any rate, one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto for the government to control the schools for their propaganda, but also more importantly as to what not to teach our children, you know, like real history, real fact, things like that, things that they should be holding near and dear. You know, he's already said that, look, this Department of Education, it's gone. We're going to turn it back to the local people. They know better what they need to do to improve their education. which by extension, Joel, is going to give us a chance to reach our little paws in there and grab our politician, our favorite politician, around the scruff of the neck and go, okay, we now have a chance to set our agendas here in our own states. I think this is something that, by and large, the people are looking forward to. Because right now, the federal government's wielding all the power. They're the ones that are saying that the states don't have autonomy, or they can't make their own decisions anymore, or we're going to administratively rule over you, or whatever the case may be. I think this is going to embolden a lot of people, Joel.
I agree. And he's the only one that's bringing up the national debt.
And the unemployment figures.
Yeah. And on Rivero today, he said that they're going to take some of them emails that Hillary, they discovered that, you know, that the ones that she deleted, and then they discovered anyway, and they're going to put them in a lockbox for 75 years. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. Yeah, that that broke last week, and I thought, that put me in mind of Kennedy's brain.
Yeah. Now, why would they have to lock them up for 75 years if there was?
Well, so they have time enough to lose them, and time enough for people to forget about them.
And I think when they open that lockbox for the ones for the Kennedy assassination, I mean, I think they're going to find that Mo chewed them up, and now they can't read them.
Well, you're just going to find a lot of cobwebs, and that's all you're going to find. Besides, most of the people, Joel, that were involved with anything to do with that, you're probably on the third generation removed.
Right.
Would know anything, and that by that time, it's just hearsay.
So how old are you now?
48.
Yeah.
Hey, didn't you ever hear it's not polite to ask anybody their age?
You're not supposed to ask women. You're not a woman, are you?
I don't know, dear.
Okay. Transgender.
Yeah. I went in the military. I want to be a target for my fellow platoon guys. And yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll check in again.
Thank you, Joel. Appreciate your call. I couldn't even fake being a good woman here. Adam's apple gets in the way, I guess. I don't know. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hello, John. I had a different point, but if you ever need to fill a time slot, you get Joel and Steve together. They will be the Abbott and Costello of Truth Radio.
Well, I guess my wit is slipping a little bit. I'm not able to keep up anymore. I'm too old.
No, stop. I think it's. I was going to call and tell you this is like the most important broadcast you ever do, but you always do them because you hit it on the head. 25 years ago, you were telling people, there's a man behind the curtain. And the whole world was saying, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Yeah.
And now with Brexit and with some of the things going on, I mean, 52% of the Brits who generally are not that smart said, wait, there's a man behind the curtain.
Yeah.
So I think you're exactly spot on when you say, we have the crest of the wave is right here. And we need to ride it all the way to shore.
And I think people are smart enough to realize, and again, whether it be people inside the government that have the goods that can step forward, I'm sure there's going to be immunity deals that are going to be offered. If they're a little bit dirty, go, okay, you know, we'll trade your testimony and we get convictions, you know, we'll go light on you. I think this is going to create an opportunity on so many different fronts. That people just to cleanse themselves, to try to make anew, to start again, I think you're going to have people falling over themselves to do exactly that. If they perceive that they've got an open playing field, and if they step out on that field, they're not going to be targeted by your local friendly wet works guy, you know, with a scope on the back of your head.
Well, yeah, and I think as far as a push goes, now's the time to push as hard as you've ever pushed. Like when you're trying to push that car up to the curb to get it in the driveway to fix it,
yep.
That last little push is the hardest one, but I think that's where we're at.
I think they're going to perceive that no matter what their knowledge level is. I think everybody's pretty much got an idea that everything is broken. There are a lot of people and more of them joining on that know exactly what is broken, how it got broke, and what we need to do to fix it.
Bingo. So keep keep up the good work. Another donation this Saturday, and I'll listen to you and talk to you later, bud.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate your call and your donation. By the way, Robin, thank you for this. I appreciate this. This came in yesterday via email. Hi, John. I'm a newish listener to RBN. Was on GCN treadmill almost from the beginning, but now liberated to the truth, to the next level, and I am hooked. So grateful I found you. Problem, RBN addiction. Can't turn it off. Can't stop listening. My faves are you, Tom Lacovara, Rob Ravolt, Mike Rivera, and so many more. It's all great. Thank you, and God bless you. My only fear is you get too big. They try to shut you down. I thank God for you and RBN. We'll send articles and money when I can financially. She says, I'm challenged here at the moment. Keep up the good work, God work. Prisoner of hope. Thank you, Robin. We do need some donations, folks. It is the end of the month, and I've got 2 weeks before the bills cycle around again, and I don't even have last month's. Or hell, in some of these accounts, not even the months before. So we need some donations here. I know it's summertime. I know the kids are out of school. I know. At one time, I was there. Make a donation to the network. I hope, Robin, that we get so big that they try to shut us down. But see, here's the beauty of recordings and archives and all those other sorts of things. That I've done enough programming that I could probably rerun myself for the next 20 years and wouldn't hear the same show twice. It might be some dated information, but we'd still be there. I think what we're seeing here is an opportunity. I think we're seeing a real opportunity, and we've gone against the grain. This network has gone against the grain. Obviously, because there are people that listen to other networks, and once they discover ours, go, man, what have I been doing with my time? You know, you have people to lead you up to a certain point, and that's exactly where you're going to be at that point. You're not going to go any further. Here we like the next challenge. Here we like attempting to answer the unasked question. Or to ferret out the truth. And you know, to be honest with you, and I mean this sincerely, there was at one point, you know, the moniker for the network is because you can't handle the truth. You know, for a while there, I was starting to doubt if that was a true statement, that people can handle the truth. And I've spent a lot of time considering this, a lot of time. You know, what is it that's going to push people over that edge, that they're not going to be afraid, that they're not going to be timid, that they know what is at stake and we have to go for it, to realize that this is our last best chance to do it. When you have that conversation with yourself and you come to the logical conclusion, well, then you know what you've got to do. I've had a lot of people that have, one of my friends started up freedomforum.com. She's bailing out. She's had that site up for a number of years. We have had a link on my site because she's a friend of mine. She's giving up the ghost. She's quitting. And that's a shame. That really is a shame. But people have their thresholds of, I can't continue anymore. Thank God I have not found mine yet. The only thing that's going to make me stop is if we can't pay the bills. Make a donation. I'm serious. Right now. Stop giving yourself excuses. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the donate button. Top of page. Go to the PayPal. Make a good donation today. Call it the Church of Truth. Tithe to the Church of Truth. For all of our sakes. Or call the office number, 800-724-2719. Lori, is it extension one? Mikey, how many hats you got on right now? Four? Yeah, you can handle another one. Wimp. We're at extension three, 800-724-2719. Extension one or extension three? Make a credit card donation. Or our address is actually on the donate page by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Simply drop us a donation by mail. RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Do it today, please. I'm in a battle right now with Time Warner. They've got me paying $900 a month for internet. And of course, that's business class. If you have any other kind of internet, folks, like you have at home, if your internet goes out, yeah, we'll get around to it when we get around to it. You can expect to be fixed in 24 to 48 hours. We don't have that kind of time. You have to have a business class that they have time. They've got the resources. They've got the techs. Something blows up in a business class, they're there to fix it. I got an opportunity to switch from them to AT&T and pay $300 less a month for the internet. Exact same internet, exact same business class that you're prioritized. But I only have one problem. They're owed $6,100. And I got a funny feeling before they're going to agree to restructure and meet AT&T's offer, I think they're probably going to tell me, well, you're going to pay down what you got there, and then we'll do a new contract, and we'll lock you in for the next 3 years at $600 a month. I wouldn't care. I would love to do that. I would love to give them $6,000 to retire the debt on the account. See, this is what I've been saying all this time, is we're just keeping our nose above water. We're not drowning. But some of these accounts, the back bills have not been paid. I just throw money at it every month so they don't shut us off. But they're always looking at us with a jaundiced eye. And there's always a boss that reviews accounts and going, what's wrong with this schlup? His bill is in arrears, and it's been in arrears for over a year. Collect that damn money or shut them off. That's the world today. That's your corporate world today, folks. These clowns would steal the pennies off a dead man's eyes. Call us, 800-724-2719. Extension 1 or extension 3. Let me do this. Turn it up.
RBN.
Is this Tom Lacovara?
It sure is.
Then why isn't Lori answering the phone?
Who's calling, please?
This is your boss.
Hey, how you doing? I'm listening to you on the air.
Well, now you're talking to me on the telephone. I want to know why Lori didn't answer the phone.
Because she had to go run and grab something at the store. But I got it.
Okay, well, are you taking any donations? Are the phones ringing over there?
The phone hasn't rung, sir. I've been sitting right next to it.
Do you think people should be donating to this network to keep us on air?
Absolutely.
I think the same. Tom?
Yes, sir.
Tom, you're not going to be able to take that call that's coming in right now if I'm on the phone talking to you.
Okay.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're going to be on 8 to 10 tonight?
Yes, sir.
What are you going to be talking about?
I don't know, sir. I've been up for 2 days fighting for $500,000. I haven't had a chance to talk to you about it, but probably right now in the middle of you asking for donations would probably be the wrong time. How about if I call you back after your show's up?
No, that's okay. You just blew the chance of telling people what you're going to be talking about on your show tonight.
No, I didn't know I was live.
Yeah, you are. No, I'm on the air now, 6 to 8 p.m., remember?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, I'm going to break. We got to go.
All right, sir.
All right. He didn't know I was on the air. Evidently, that other guy that kept calling in didn't know I was on the air either. They came and took it all away. We'll be back in three.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
This is Texas, folks. Yeah, we got a few problems down here. Austin, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio. But that's okay. We can liberate the Riverwalk down in San Antonio again and restore the Alamo to its former glory. Wayne in Texas, you're up. Hello, Wayne.
Hi, is this Pastor John?
Pastor John, it's the Church of Truth. If you want to call me your deacon, you know, that's up to you.
That's fine. I like that way to describe it. Hey, the reason I was calling was you got callers that will come in and just bust Trump left and right, never Trumpers, all this and that, but they never have any coherent reasons for saying so, other than they don't feel like he's going to do this or they don't feel like he's going to do that. And it just makes me crazy because I can understand a good argument is somebody has a few facts.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that, you know, this is important is, you know, if people think back, Trump is channeling the same message we heard from Ross Perot and Pat Buchanan. You know, free but fair trade, closing the borders, stop illegal immigration, get the feds out of our lives, including education, because we knew where that was headed. And, you know, they were called xenophobes, protectionists, nativists. And really, they were ridiculed quite a bit. But they both knew what they were talking about. And, you know, what's important is now the results are in. And so, you know, a few facts that certain people need to realize is, on the trade issue, since NAFTA was passed, we've lost about 50,000 factories, 6 million jobs, the national debt has exploded. You know, it's unpayable. You know that, and I know that. And, you know, we're looking at a disaster here as time goes on. And that front, illegal immigrants, you know, this is a colonization going on. $200 to $300 billion they cost us every year. You got employers evading taxes left and right, you know. And, you know, it's just part of this demographic war being fought against us. And one thing that people need to probably check out, too, is the effects on Texas, where Rick Perry went on YouTube, but he was a Fox interview, and he admitted in the last 7-8 years in Texas, 3,000 people have been murdered by illegals, 5,000 to 6,000 sex crimes, several hundred thousand property crimes. Yet some of these idiot, you know, media types, they fall all over themselves to get out to Orlando with this false flag shooting. And meanwhile, in Texas here, we've had a mini 9/11, and nobody said boo.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, when these people, you know, when these people call, and if you don't like Trump, have some damn facts.
Well, but, you know, I'm not trying to explain it away, Wayne, or trying to make excuses for him, but when was the last time that anybody had any belief in anybody that they were voting for as president of the United States? And most of them disconnected, didn't vote because they felt that it wouldn't do a damn bit of good anyhow. I'm just going to vote for another ringer. So what does it matter? So I think a lot of what you're seeing is the sour graping, and justifiably so, with how this government has functioned in my lifetime and then some. So I can see the negative aspect of this. But again, they're kind of missing some very important points here. That, you know, Donald is not a politician. Donald has been pretty straight up and honest about what he used to do with the politicians when he had a bag full of money. He used to buy his influence. And that would indicate to me that he knows what an influence peddler looks like, and he can see him coming or smell him a mile off. If he is half of the man that I think that he is, I think we're probably going to have, we're going to be in for one heck of a ride. It's going to be exciting. I think some positive things are going to happen. But more importantly, I think it's going to motivate people, Wayne, to get engaged. Just as he put the kibosh to the politically correct speech out there, I think he'll do that politically, and I think people will start running for the light once again instead of hiding under their rocks.
Well, he's proven that we have the best government money can buy. Look where it's got us.
Yeah. Borrowed money, by the way, with the middleman, with the juice running. Yeah. Anything else, Wayne?
Hold on
until after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 33diabetesreverse.com. That's 33diabetesreverse.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 33diabetesreverse.com. That's 33diabetesreverse.com now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
I just talked to old Lacavera during the break here. There is a computer delay, and he wasn't aware. He was listening to the show, and he wasn't aware he was on air, obviously. At any rate, I got the scoop on what he's doing down there. Very interesting stuff. Guy's like a bulldog. You know, you latch on, it's like a snapping turtle. You ever get bit by a snapping turtle, go ahead and cut its head off. It's still going to be clamped down on you. I'm sorry, we're back, Wayne. You had another point you wish to make.
Yeah, I don't want to hog time, John. I just wanted to, you know, for your listeners to know that, you know, one other thing about Trump, you know, he talks about these bad deals, and there have been some, but, you know, one of the most critical ones I've seen as far as mistakes our government made was, or maybe it was an inside job, but after the Iraq War, you know, the totals came in. We spent $2 to $3 trillion, thousands of lives lost, and our government was maneuvered into letting China be first in line to get the oil leases, you know, when that all came back. So, you know, Trump has been right on all this stuff all along. So, getting back to my original point, you know, I don't care if people are anti-Trump, but, you know, the fact is the guy's taking care of his ex-wives. He's hired tens of thousands of people. Any bankruptcies he's had has been probably overshadowed by the billion or hundreds of millions of dollars he's paid in taxes to the government. So, you know, the taxpayer is not lost on him. So, anyway, I just wanted to get a little bit off my chest, but I appreciate it.
You know, and Wayne, you know, when you speak about Donald Trump, would would anybody pay attention to the guy if he was a hardware store owner?
Or, probably not.
Or the guy worked as a consultant for AT&T or something, you know, business. No, they wouldn't have. People are conditioned. They got to have the razzle-dazzle. You know, who is this guy? You know, what has he accomplished? Well, he's not accomplished a damn thing in politics except what he could buy, and he took advantage of the same situation and everybody else did. Only he's honest enough to admit it. So that gives me a pretty clear indication that, you know, this guy doesn't have anything to hide. And, you know, my friend reminded me the other night, this reverse speech stuff, he's still listening to it. And he said, you know what? Trump is speaking from the heart. He is not lying. What comes out of the guy's face, whether you like it or not, whether you think it's crude or you think it's, you know, a little bit high-handed or whatever the case may be, it's what and who he is. So, you know, again, Wayne will have to wait, but I can tell you what, you know, redoing trade deals that never should have been made in the first place, you know, it was absolute brilliant timing. You know, we had this little Three Amigos, they called them. Wonder where they got that at. This little thing that took place in Ottawa the other day. And the day before, there's the president of Mexico going, you know, he's out there grousing. Hey, we're going to have trade. We're going to have North American Union. You damn fools. You just watched Britain pull out of the EU. 34 other countries are going to be holding referendums to do the exact same thing. Nobody is against trade. None of these countries are against trade. But they have been sold a bill of goods that somehow unification, standardization, is the way to go. And all the while, they were building their New World Order, bureaucratic, we'll take everybody down, there's not a damn thing you can do about it, shtick. And it's falling apart right before their very eyes. You know, I'd like to be the fly on the wall, you know, with the movers and the shakers, the real big thieves on the face of this planet. I would like to hear some of the conversations that are going on right now. Because we have been grousing and trying to explain what this grand new world order is. Well, they're seeing it. And now they're seeing it fall apart. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, we have a chance. If we take advantage, we have a real chance.
Well, we've seen the horrible results of an unelected, unaccountable bureaucracy that sits behind the scenes and just pushes the levers. So,
what are you talking about? Our current government,
EU as well as ours.
Yeah,
whoever's controlling ours, you know, whoever owns the stock in our corporate government. But, but basically, unaccountable, unelected, and you know, it's a means for them and for them. But as long as the awakening keeps going on, that's good. But I do believe that the plug will be pulled, and can't say before the election or after, but you just have to be ready to get through it.
Well, and I think that we can. If we have to replace the currency, if the Federal Reserve notes, the boys say, hey, you know, all this debt, and there's irresponsibility on both sides, and this, that, and the other. Well, we just got to work through this. We're too big to fail. I think this time, let them fail. And I would basically tell them that, look, you have gotten your ill-gotten gains, and the gig is up. You now have to go away. Now you have to go bye-bye. They're going to go kicking and screaming. What they're willing to do to, I mean, are they going to get pissy enough to blow up the entire poker game here? Maybe. I don't know. But their greatest tool is fear. But I counter with their greatest Achilles heel, their greatest soft spot, their underbelly, is their arrogance. And we just saw this in full display over this Brexit thing. They were absolutely sure that they had this thing sussed. You know, watching the reactions of people like Cameron and the other people that were lining up to take over things in England, to watch their responses to this wasn't planned. And there's a lot of people out there saying right now, oh, well, this was all rigged. This is how they're going to bring everything down and bring us the chaos. No, that's what we have right now is the chaos. And people have woken up to some of the causes and the reasons why they're having this chaos. You know, we have detractors out there. And to be honest with you, I'm You know, I'm not one of these people that I walk around with rose-colored glasses on. I can be just as skeptical and guarded as the next person. But I'm seeing things through a little different prism here. I'm seeing this as a chance and an opportunity to start taking back ground that was literally stolen from us.
This is a last chance. This is the OK Corral time, my estimation.
You got that right, my friend. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
All right. I was talking to Tom Lacabara during the break. I said, "Is the phone rang over there?" He goes, "No." So I guess I can take tomorrow off and next week and the week after and the month after that. You're laughing. Howard in Seattle. Hello, Howard.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know I just did a PayPal donation of $100.
Thank you, Howard. You were the one.
$100 a month.
You were the one.
Yeah, I just say if people understand when they pay attention to the mainstream media, you know, they are the product. If you're not paying for the product, and I'm paying for your product, I am paying. $100 probably isn't enough because, you know, if I listen to somebody like Dr. Jennifer, and she gives me ideas about how I can improve my health at very little expense, you know, it's like, well, what is your health worth? So I don't mind paying $100 a month, or I should probably be paying more. I should send some money to Deanna Spingola because she's the one who brought on Dr. Jennifer, and that's how I got introduced to her.
Howard, and I don't waste any opportunity. I heard the same thing that you did, and I talked to Jennifer, and she's now on the network.
Yeah.
I take advantage.
You are brilliantly bringing on people with genius information that's available, and I'll confess I'm one of those people who listens from early in the morning until late at night. I actually fell asleep listening to your minister of truth in like in the middle of the night. I woke up and here he is. He's still talking to me. And
Pastor
like,
Manning. Pastor Manning, the Mac Daddy.
Yeah. He is so passionate.
He is.
Everybody's passionate. You know, every one of your hosts are passionate, and different people bring in different genius. So I promised I was only going to take 60 seconds, but hey, thank you. Appreciate it, and there's my $100. Thank you, John.
Okay, well, Howard, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right. I was going to ask the caller before Howard, Wayne, you know, when was the last time that you took a lung full of air and you exhaled slowly and you felt good? You felt relaxed. You felt rejuvenated. You felt energized. I haven't had that in many, many years. I've relayed the story to you a few times. I remember when I first got into this, when I first started doing network, I'm like, And I woke up one Saturday morning, and it was a spring day in Michigan, and the windows open, and the smell of the buds and the flowers coming out, and just a sweet smell in the air. Sunshine streaming through the window, still a little bit cool early in the day. And I woke up to all of this, and I'm stretching in bed, and I'm thinking, man, what are you going to do today? And then it hit me, what I'm going to be doing tomorrow, what I'm going to be doing today, tomorrow, next week, next month. Hell, I had no idea. That was many, many years ago. I thought we'd have this thing sewn up and done and over with, and we could go back to living what we perceived by our own hand to be a normal life. Hasn't happened yet. I'm still here. We're still plugging away. People are waking up. The worm is definitely turning. Is that to top off my batteries? Well, it keeps a little charge in there. I'm not full 100%. I'd like to be. I would like to take that breath and go, ah, what am I going to do today? Tony in Chicago. Hello, Tony.
Yeah, John, I did 25 on a computer. That's about the best I can do today because I've been contributing to everybody, but it is something. If 100 or 1,000 people did that, you'd be in better shape.
Let me see. Let me do some rusty math here. If 1,000 people gave $100...
No, 25. You'd have 25,000.
Man, I could almost operate this network for 3 months on that amount.
So, I mean, I don't know why there's not 1,000 people that could put a piddly little $25 on their credit card right now. I'll be honest. I've been donating to Trump. I've been donating to Paul Whelan up in southern Wisconsin. He's running against Trader Ryan.
Ah.
It's August 9th. I may actually be going up there canvassing for him. But
really?
That remains to be seen. It's something to do just to get out of this place.
Well, that's. I'm thinking. Wait a minute. I'm in Texas. And I'm going. Man, it's a long way to Minnesota. But then, wait a minute. You're in Chicago.
No. He's in southern Wisconsin. That's where the district's at. It's only like 85 miles from where I'm at.
Wow.
That's not that far. I've already been up there one time. I hate Paul Ryan. I would do anything to get. You know, but I mean, the guy has. It seems like he has a lot more support outside of the district.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to make you cry, but he just raised $100,000. Okay, I gave him 20. That's another one I gave 25 to. I gave 25 to Trump yesterday.
Maybe I should run for a public office.
Yeah, you should run against.
But wait
Paul
a minute, I'm sure I'd be breaking some kind of law by taking the donation money and running a network off of it. I'm sure that's illegal.
Yeah, but I think he has much more support outside of that. I'm going to be honest with you, football fan, cheesehead district. Okay, that he has inside the district, see, because Paul Ryan has been in there for 18 years. No one has ever run against him in a primary. It's just like they don't care, they don't know, and I'll be honest with you, probably most people don't even know who he is. I'm serious.
Well, and to most people,
they don't know who their
congressman is. Tony, to most people, though, you know, a Paul Ryan, you know, 10 years ago, hey, yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah, he's a conservative. Conservatism, the whole shebang is getting reevaluated. And people are looking at people like Paul Ryan and going, you know what? He's not what we want.
He's a new world. He's obviously a new world or neocon trader. Anyway, just a little experience I had on Michigan Avenue. That's the shopping, you know, district here. It's about 8 blocks long. Overpriced, stores and overpriced condominiums and
Sure. Overpriced,
you name it. Okay, there's a homeless all up and down on both sides.
Really?
Two-thirds white, and not the type of white homeless that you would see in southern Florida where I live most of the year that, you know, they're drug addicts, alcoholics, they do day labor. Okay, these are middle class.
These are people that have been busted out of their life.
Yeah, okay, and I'm gonna level with you. This started about 5 years ago, so I was down there. I gave some babe, you know, a big dollar. I don't know what she was, in her late 30s, early 40s, and I go to her. I said, and she has a cardboard sign. Oh, it's heartbreaking. I can't believe this, that I'm seeing this. And I go to her. I said, now you're going to vote for Trump, aren't you? And she looks at me. Hell no. Yeah, I don't like Trump. I go, what? You know, I said, honey, you know, I don't want to, you know, I know you're in a bad spot. I don't want to, you know, be nasty. You know, I gave you a big, you know, lousy dollar, but I said, you know, what are you doing sitting there then? I said, you know, all the jobs have been moved out of the country.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, I'll get to the point. I go to the other end. I don't know how many of these people I passed, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15. I start walking back. So there's another woman. I give her a dollar. And she, I mean, it's just terrible. It's pathetic what's going on.
It is.
And I said, are you going to vote for Trump? She looks at, oh, I don't like Trump.
So you like standing on the street with a cardboard sign with nothing in your pocket and you're begging.
Yeah, and I go to her. I gave her some crap, and then I finalized. I said, is Obama doing you any good? It doesn't look like Obama's doing you any good. And then she just turned her head. And I don't want to be too nasty because you know I really hope these people do have a place. They don't look that bad. I hope they have a place to take a shower at night and sleep, and they're just out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Getting
some extra money. No, because look, the bottom line is, you know what the real unemployment rate is.
Yeah.
And in this city here, and just about everywhere in the country, the rents have skyrocketed to the point.
By the way, I wanted to ask you. We got to go to break here. It's been 30 years since I've been in Chicago. Last time I was there, they had Saks Fifth Avenue, and there was no bars on any windows. Is it still the same?
There's no bars. No,
okay.
There's no bars on any of them.
Just homeless people littering the streets.
Yeah, middle class homeless.
Well, no, these are trash. These are people that don't want to work.
Yeah.
All right,
that's
Tony.
That's okay. Bye bye.
Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. And thanks for the donation. Let's take this final break on this Thursday afternoon, it's evening by now. We'll be back in three.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
War and liberty for their descendants.
God, I just love Steve Moss. Man, powerful music. Never got a chance for distribution because those in the record companies saw a shining star that just had to be stamped into the ground. As well as many other people. Sovereign Man, hey.
Hey, I hope you're well on this most auspicious occasion, and I pray you have many more rotations around the heliosphere.
Well, it's, you know, I don't do this very often. I got some Facebook, you know, happy birthdays. And
oh, I don't do the Facebook thing, dude.
And one person said, you know, hey, you know, happy birthday, and I'm going, you know, what I've discovered, it's not the years, it's the mileage.
you made it, man. You made it another, you know, tire turn, a rotation
But the odometer, I mean, it's turned over a few times.
I'm thankful too, John. I don't announce it because it's not that important. It's actually an alleged date because I don't remember it. But while you're traveling, when you take that quote unquote vacation out to the West Coast, you know, the Rons, maybe you can like hook up with Bill and go and spend some time in his chamber he has and get the deep breath of oxygen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That sounds like a plan, huh?
The plan is
I would love a hyperbaric chamber, dude.
Well, you know, I don't need a hyperbaric chamber, Sovereign Man. What I need is the ability to breathe my own air in my own space, unfettered and unhassled. You know, that deep breath that I'm waiting to take. I've been breathing shallow for a long time. And many people have been destroyed. You know, we don't consider often enough those that have fallen by the wayside and those that have been ground up under the wheels of these clowns, literally destroying lives and families. And I start thinking about stuff like that, man. It kind of gets me down. I got to keep charged up. I got to keep the batteries topped off. I got to do another day, another week, another month, another year, however long it takes. However long it takes. If it takes me another quarter of a century to do it, by God, I don't know if people want to listen to some old fart on the air. Another 25 years on top of this. You think I'm crotchety now? By the way, Jim, the guy that donated $3,000 the other day, he says he's a little embarrassed that so few people stood up to donate. (800) 724-2719, extension 1 or extension 3, either one. Go to the website, do a PayPal. Drop us a line. RBN, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302. Don't forget the suite number. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We got to gather up the forces here, recharge the batteries, and get ready for another charge, folks. There's nothing else left to do. We got to do it now or forever be sentenced to your inaction and your inability to change anything. I can't adopt that attitude, and you can't afford it either. Thank you for being here today. We'll be back tomorrow to top off this week with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's
That's N-U-M-A-N-N-A, republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.